Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be sure with the banks. Hell, we fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Very excited about having our good friend Jack Aldrich back on the show. Jack is a 15-year member of our Brain Trust. He's one of the top futurists, foresight thinkers of our time. He's an outstanding keynote speaker. Many people want him to listen to what he has to say. He's the chief of unlearning. He's the author of at least 10, maybe more books. I think we've launched almost every one of them on the show here. One of them we're going to talk about this segment is a really important one that you might not think about coming from a futurist. It's called Soldier, Statesman, Peacemaker. It's all about General George Marshall. You remember the Marshall Plan? You heard of all that? This guy was an amazing human being, let alone American. And Jack chronicled his life. And that book has been recognized by the top admirals and generals as one of the top 50 leadership books of all time across the galaxy. Right, Jack?
That is correct, yeah. I'm proud of that.
What are you talking about? I'm proud of it, too, and I just know you. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. I'm just glad to see George Marshall getting some recognition.
I mean,
he's the type of leader that we definitely need to emulate ourselves off of. We need more individuals like him.
Well, we told our audience about that book when you wrote it, and it's another example of what I mean when I say no chopped liver on the Small Business Advocate Show, only the best for my audience. So, Jack, what do we need to know about here it is. It's Veterans Day week. We did a whole day yesterday on Veterans Day, recognizing the men and women who served, who stood a post against all odds in harm's way, writing a check for a dedication up to and including their lives. Marshall was an example of that. Talk to us about him.
Yeah, I mean, he was arguably the greatest American of the 20th century. Most people don't know that. I mean, Harry Truman, Winston Churchill, Eisenhower, all great individuals themselves, said of Marshall, he is the man who is the most instrumental in the success of not just the Second World War. He played a role in the First World War, and of course he was the architect of the Marshall Plan, which has helped keep the world relatively safe for the last 75 years. So the breadth and scope of his career is absolutely phenomenal. But I tell you, the reason most people don't know him is because of his greatest leadership characteristic, and that was his selflessness. It was never about George Marshall. It was always about what is the right thing to do.
Somebody else named it the Marshall Plan, didn't they?
Yeah, that's right. He always referred to it as the Economic Recovery Act, which was its official bureaucratic name. But Truman was smart enough to say that he knew that Marshall had so much esteem and respect in Congress and the American public, that the idea that we were going to pay $20 billion to help our former enemies was, in fact, a radical idea. And not a lot of people initially liked the idea. But once they said, oh, George Marshall is behind it, the greatest soldier of our time?
Right.
Well, okay, maybe there's something there.
Colin Powell said the difference, General Colin Powell once said, the difference between America and almost every other nation, when we conquer a nation, we give everything back to the nation we conquered, and all we ask for is enough land to bury our dead. That was another way of talking about the Marshall Plan, wasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And Colin Powell is another one who had an immense amount of respect for George Marshall, both as a military officer, and then Colin Powell, was also Secretary of State, so he understood.
Besides selflessness, besides letting other people, promoting other people and aggregating, you know, business owners, smart business owners don't try to be successful just themselves. They aggregate the success of others around them, and they accrue that success. Marshall did that, didn't he?
He did, and I This is really a little-known fact. Before the Second World War, names today that we recognize, Eisenhower, Bradley, Patton, they were all lieutenant colonels. But Marshall had such an eye for talent, he jumped those individuals at the beginning of the Second World War. Essentially, he said, look, this next war isn't going to be anything like the First World War. Mm-hmm. I need individuals who are fast, flexible, adaptable, are willing to take action. And he fired 500 old generals.
Wow.
And put in their place some remarkable talent that helped win the war on a much faster time.
He made the changes that were necessary. He took the action, but he recognized talent, and he was selfless, and he aggregated the success of others. That would be an important lesson, in my opinion, for small businesses. That book is called, by Jack Aldrich, the book is Soldier, Statesman, Peacemaker, Leadership Lessons from George Marshall by our good friend Jack Aldrich. Folks, check that out. It's available wherever books are sold. Buy two. You're going to want to give one away. 20 till, right back with Jack after the break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.